And I am here in studio with Beth Pransky of Jay's Hope and Promise. Beth, you were a guest with us last year, and you told us about your wonderful organization and about an upcoming fundraiser to help people learn more about what you do and, of course, raise some funds. Beth, I want you to first tell me a little bit about Jay's Hope and Promise. Who was Jay? What did he mean to you? This is something very personal.
It is very personal. Jay was a 26-year-old male. He was my son. Just a funny guy and awesome sense of humor. Loved his family, loved his friends, and especially his cat, Ellie. But he struggled with addiction for years, mm-hmm. and it just took over everything. It was a nightmare to live through. But one of the biggest things that we found is a big gap in our recovery system is that sober living is not covered by any insurance or any state funds. Mm-hmm. So if somebody coming out of recovery doesn't have $200 right then and there, they're not going to be able to go to sober living.
And that's probably when you think about the whole process from going to rehab, getting sober, and then going to sober living, that's like the little bridge or the transition or even like the pin that holds it together. And it's sad to think if you don't have $200, then you can't get to the next stage, which you need as part of your recovery. Now, I know that a lot of people are interested in this very much, and until you brought this to my attention last year, I had no idea, but a well-known writer, activist, comedian, I have like five titles, but Jimmy Tingle is on the line. We probably recognize his name, very well-known. And Jimmy, thanks for joining us today. I know that you're a big supporter of Jay's Hope and Promise and willing to put your time and effort out there to help raise funds and bring awareness to it. Thanks for joining us today, too, Jimmy.
My pleasure, Christine. Thank you so much for having Beth and I back on the call. And please, Christine, please, call me Young Jim Tingle.
Okay, young Jim Tingle. Young Jim Tingle. That sounds like one of those old movies from the 40s. You shared a story with us last time about why this issue is so near and dear to you, and it made it so personal and made it so human. Can you tell us that story again? Because I think it would resonate with people.
Sure. I was just. You know, I had a long, I'll put it this way, I have been drinking and drugging for a long time. And in the late 80s, I lost three friends to alcohol and drugs. And I personally was going downhill in a big way. Started off fun, and then it got bad. And then the next thing you know, people are dying. And I go to three funerals in the late 80s, and I felt like I was just going downhill, and I just knew I needed help, so I started calling places. I didn't know how to stop drinking, and you know, I didn't hang around with anybody who wasn't using. So I tried all these different things. I'll just join the Y. I'll just work out. I'll move to another state. I'll stay in the house. I tried all these different solutions, and nothing ever seemed to work. And I just started calling places. I said, well, maybe if I go into a place, that will help me. So I called all these places, and I would get on the phone, and Beth knows this from trying to get people into a treatment center or recovery, but I'm calling hospitals, detox, rehabs, treatment centers, and more often than not, and this was very true back in the day, it's better now, but I get the runaround. You know, there's no beds, there's long lines, call back next week, you don't have insurance. I finally called the place out of luck. At the Cambridge City Hospital, it was a program called Cahill 3, and it was basically only a week detox. But I said to the man who answered the phone, this is a week before Christmas, 1987, I said to the man who answered the phone, you know, excuse me, sir, but I really need help. And without missing a beat, Christine, he said, you called the right place. And you never hear that. You called the right place. And I went into that hospital, and I stayed 7 days through Christmas 1987. I got out. I moved to New York City, and I just focused on stand-up comedy and recovery. And that's all I did for a year. And, my friend told me if I stopped using alcohol and drugs, good things would happen, not only in my life, but also in my career. And he was right. A year later, to the week that I went into that hospital, I got the greatest Christmas present any young comic could ever ask for, a spot on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Now, I don't want to date myself, Christine and Beth, okay? but the other guest that night was Bob Hope. Okay? So me and Bob Hope are very, very close. That's why I want you to call me Young Jim Tingle.
Okay, what was he? He was your intern, obviously. No, I'm just kidding. But Jim... No, it's terrific, and I remember seeing you doing commentary on 60 Minutes, and I know how interested in this subject and how much you believe in it about getting people sober. Now you are putting out, you're part of a show that's going to be this Sunday in Plymouth, and it's going to be with you, and I think there's another comedian involved.
There's another comedian, yes, coming up from Rhode Island. I have not met him yet, but I heard he's very funny, and I look forward to working with him as well. But the point of that story is what we're trying to do and what Beth is trying to do is create a system here in the state of Massachusetts, at least when our little organization, when anybody picks up a phone and reaches out for help, the answer on the other end always should be, you called the right place. That's what we're trying to do.
That's fantastic. And I know I was talking with Beth a little bit before we went on the air. She said more needs to be done until she brought to my attention that if you don't have that $200 to get in the sober house, it seems like all the time you spend in rehab could just basically go down the drain. So it's a very needed piece of this. And I know that Beth was also recognized earlier this year by the Kraft Foundation because they believe what she's doing is the right thing too. And we actually ran a short story about that. If people want to come out and support you on Sunday in Plymouth at Garibaldi Hall, how can they buy tickets?
So you can get tickets online at my website, jimmytingle.com. That's JIMMYTINGLE, jimmytingle.com. That's the best way to get them in advance, and that would be very helpful so we know approximately how many people are coming. And the other way you can get them is at the door.
Okay.
And at the door you can pay cash, check, or credit card. Right, Beth? You can do credit card?
No, we cannot do credit cards, and it's... a cash bar too.
Okay, and I believe that's $40, and you'd be really doing something great. Now, Beth, you also have a website to find out more about what you're trying to do with Jay's Hope and Promise, and that's jayshopeandpromise.com.
Correct.
Okay. You know, it was interesting. You told me that you work with a couple of sober houses, and some of the people that run these, they sound like angels that walk on earth.
Honestly, they are.
To help people. And I wish that insurance companies would pony up the money, because it seems like if it's treatment, shouldn't that be part of the treatment to get somebody in one of those houses?
One would think, yes.
Yeah, so maybe somebody's listening out there that's embedded in the insurance industry and can help you in that. Jimmy, do you have another parting words or a piece of advice for people that are struggling out there and need help with getting sober?
Well, I would just say, you know, there's lots of 12-step programs, both for Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, and they're all online. That's a good way to start. They all have helplines that there's people available to talk to as soon as you call, and they can give you a basic verbal introduction to those programs. That's one of the best ways to start. And usually they can help not always, but sometimes they'll have ideas of places that can take people that are coming in off the street that need to go actually into a hospital or a detox. But if you look at Mass Recovery or Massachusetts Recovery units or rehabs, there's a lot of them that are going to come up on the web. But I would start with the 12-step programs, because some people don't necessarily have to go into a place right off the bat. They can start going to meetings. And that's a great way to just be around people who are trying to recover as like you are. So that's a really good start.
That's terrific. And Beth, any other things you want to say to our listeners about how important Jay's Hope and Promise is? We know you have dedicated your life and your heart to this. It's wonderful.
I have. I just want people to realize, you know, this, if people go back to their previous living situation, they're probably not going to have much success. If they have to be with other people that are going through the same thing and are at the same place and supportive, I think their outcomes are going to be better.
Absolutely. Who don't we all need a hand doing something at one point? Again, that's Jay's Hope and Promise. Beth Pransky founding that in honor and in memory of her son. And JimmyTingle.com. Go to that website. Find out more about this show happening this Sunday, Garibaldi Hall in Plymouth at 1 p.m. And we appreciate both of you joining us so much today. We'll make sure this interview gets up online as well. And we know you're going to have a great turnout on Sunday. And thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for sharing what probably is for some people a little bit of hope today, thinking there is a way out, and I'm gonna make the call, and I'm gonna win this battle with addiction. Thank you both, Beth Pransky and Jimmy Tingle.
Thank you, Christine. Yes,
Christine, thank you so much. And I just wanted to give a plug to the Sober House that some of this proceeds are going to go to in Malden, Massachusetts. It's called New Day Recovery.
Okay,
newdayrecovery.net. And it's in Malden, and part of the proceeds from this event will be going to a scholarship. So for people who don't have the means, at least they can get started with some room and board of a complimentary nature if they don't have the funds. But it's a very reasonably priced, and it's a great place. And my friend Pat the mailman runs it. So, and I have a strong affiliation with that as well. And Beth has been there and has seen it.
That's terrific. Again, that's Jimmy Tingle. We also had Beth Pransky in here of Jay's Hope and Promise. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Christine.
You're welcome.